Hey everybody, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Microbrands. All right, so today I'm hoping that we get our guest, my buddy Carlos Alvarez. He's going to be talking about building communities online. Carlos is responsible for the largest Amazon group. I'm going to confirm this, but I think it's over 40,000. Plus, he's got an incredible brand or group of brands that, put it this way, he's a very successful Amazon seller. Anyways, hopefully he will be on. I know that we were just waiting for him to come on. Other than that, I think Kelsey's going to tap dance and, you know, we'll just do this. Or he might just be in the fetal position.
No, are you in the fetal position? Carlos is here.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah, so you don't have to tap dance or go into the fetal position.
No, not today.
Not yet. Because we could do 1 hour just talking about that stash.
Oh, you know, I think you're going to miss it. It's going to be here till Monday and then it's gone forever till next year at least. So yeah, get ready
that
to say
goodbye. That should be a poll in the group.
Yeah. Who loves my stash?
Put there we go.
Thumbs up in the comment section. But yeah, so it's Black Friday today. So in our Facebook group, we put up, a little thread for some self-promotion stuff. If you know any sales discounts, you can go ahead and post there, and yeah, everyone from the Lunch with Norm group can be adding to the different sales that's happening on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Looks like we got Rad
going on. Hey, Rad.
And just a question to the audience to get us started. Like, what are you looking for this Black Friday? Are you looking for electronics, memberships? I know SEM Rush, I think, is having a deal. So yeah, let us know what you're looking for. And put it in the comment section. But yeah.
I want to know how everybody's Black Friday's going. Like, when we get together on Monday, well, that's going to be Cyber Monday, which I think will outperform Black Friday. We'll see. But maybe by Wednesday, we'll get some people on. And if you're interested coming on live, just let us know in the group. But all right. Hey, and Simon's back as well.
Simon.
Happy Black Friday. And Dr. Kaz. All right. Okay. So, Kelsey.
Yes.
Tell us to smash things. Tell us to ring things.
Yes. Okay. So follow us on social media. Smash that like button. Ring the bell. You guys know the drill. And yeah, we are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. If you end up missing an episode, you can always find it on YouTube. The full episodes go directly there. As for podcasts, you can find us on Spotify and Apple. And I think that's about it.
All right. So other than that, we are broadcasting live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you're watching on our replay, skip it. Skip all this. Go right to the meat and potatoes. Or some people have said sweet potato casserole, Kels. I've never heard of sweet potato casserole. And Kelsey's saying, you know, was bugging me that I've never heard of this. Tim Jordan was telling me about it the other day. I said, it's not a Canadian thing. I've never heard of it. But anyways, look, if you're on our Facebook page or my profile page, you can always go over to Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy, and check out this episode with a ton of other full episodes, highlights, and content. Now, let me see here. If you have any questions, throw them over into the comments section. We will get to them. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. Where are you, sir?
What's up?
Holy, you almost had Kelsey doing tap dancing for, you know, the hour.
You want to hear something funny? I was tap dancing because my calendar showed this next week.
What?
I was about to set up the new iPhone. I sit back and I see an email, and obviously it's from Kelsey. So I'm like, I'm going to answer this. And it's like, here's your StreamYard link. And I'm like, huh? So I did a total tap dance panic, and I'm just like, well, it's happening. Let's do this.
There we go.
Can you imagine me seeing you at an event and you get to throw up in my face that I stood you up at Lunch with Norm? I couldn't live that. I couldn't live with that.
Hey, it reminds me of high school. It happened a lot. All right, Carlo. So why don't you just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I am a serial entrepreneur. The vast majority of my business is touch Amazon in some sort of way. I have an army of brilliant virtual assistants and domestic employees that make me look really good. Having a record year this year, being in predominantly e-commerce, I founded and organized the largest Amazon seller meetup group in the world. I think total members were like 44,000 as part of the group, but just local in Miami, we have an over 5,000 active members, which for a local community is insane.
Right.
Oh, I see Sharon. What's up, Sharon? One of my favorite people.
All the way from Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I feel special now. I've made it. Definitely. But besides that, happily married, 4 dogs, 2 kids. I know Norm. And I think that's the good intro without taking up the entire show doing my intro.
Okay, I do want to talk about one thing because you got started in this space. And I love this story. And I don't think this is any secret or anything.
No, not at all.
But with reptiles and bugs.
Yeah.
You want to get into that? Because
I will. I just don't know if people like get bored of the story.
No, I mean, just do Reader's Digest, but it's a really cool story.
Yeah. Reader's Digest version is I was starting to sell on this is almost 15 years ago. This is almost 17 years ago. Yeah, about 17 years ago. And I was doing eBay, playing around with Amazon, but eBay was the main driver of revenue. And when I started exploring Amazon, one of my hottest selling products was this adult novelty product, this little ring with a motor and a switch. And I'll leave it there. I guess it's a very PG show and I don't want to like put your editors to work, but like that's what it was. And friends and family at that point see like, wow, this guy's going to, he's going to make something of himself now. He's not going to just like OD or be in prison. And I was a dropout from elementary school going nowhere fast. So they're like, okay, let's support this. So they pull up $81,000 and they invested in me. And I immediately went to go buy these adult novelty products because it was the only, like, I want to buy $81,000 of these things that were like 21 cents a piece. Right. So can you imagine? And I had no concept of the containers, the sizes, all that stuff. So in short, the factory didn't have it on hand and I went somewhere else to get it made on Alibaba. Back then, again, if you knew Alibaba, you were in like a very small group. And I got ripped off in short. So since I lost all the money, I needed to do something to not let everybody know that I got ripped off and, Carlos did it again. So I started selling the things that I had, and two of them were reptiles. And two of these snakes that I went to sell, Burmese python, a Colombian red-tailed boa, they're in pillowcases, and I'm about to sell them in this reptile. I ask if they'll buy them in a reptile store. And the person in front of me was paying $25 for 50 live worms. And in desperation, I was like, I'll dig for worms. Where do they live? Speeding up through some of the process, I find an article in a public library that says that, zoos and the herpetology department should breed insects instead of paying top dollar on the private market. And I was like connecting these dots and I'm like, can you sell this online? And I see that some people, some reptile owners are buying live insects online. I started breeding them. Code enforcement almost kicks me out of the house. My ex-girlfriend leaves me and I start selling them online. Pretty much 60, 70 units a day back then at like $85 a box. And about 10 months later, a company approaches me and buys my company for $2.6 million. So I think it was a bad deal, but it was the best thing to happen to me then. And I almost go broke again in a year because I'm just partying, thinking that amount of money after taxes leaves you to like wealthy for the rest of your life. And I didn't want to go broke again. And the only thing I had done successfully really business-wise in my life was, this Amazon eBay thing. So I kept going and I started another brand. And since then it's just been pedal to the metal, amazing times.
Now, I'm just curious. Do you stick to the 80-20? Do you cut, if something's going wrong for you, not turning the results, do you cut it quick?
God, that's a good question. That's an easy question that I should be able to answer pretty fast. I want to say that I'm very conservative or methodical on what I get into, and that, like, for example, let's just use Amazon private label for an example. I know most people will, you know, they'll open up a few tools and then they'll look at these tools over a weekend and an inspirational webinar. And then next thing you know, they're ordering three things from China. And while the products are on the way, they're then figuring out what is FBA. Like, and I, you know, that would be like the rapid approach. Or like Sharon actually is the person in the Amazon space that I think my approach towards like what I look for in a PL is most similar. But I really do like to take even longer. I like to take 4 months of looking into what's the content creation look like for this. If I was to build a list with an email using email marketing, like what does that content look like and am I set up for it? What does the group building and the community look like for this? And I go through all that and check all those boxes before I pull the trigger on the product. So I've not, knock on wood, I've never launched an unsuccessful PL. So I've not had to cut it. In other areas of my life, I've definitely had to cut things.
And, you know, that's a great segue going into today's show about building community. So you're, when you're looking at a product, you do a ton of research.
Sure.
I don't think a lot of people do a ton of research. But that's the starting point of your community, correct?
Most definitely.
So why should we start our own community?
Well, to not be a slave or to not be in a red ocean. How about that? If you don't, I feel like nowadays, if you've ever read the Blue Ocean Strategy book, which I love, if you do what everybody else does to get into their businesses, then you're going to kind of be where everybody else is at. And I don't want to be there. So I've found that most people feel things like building community, going to a farmer's market, exhibiting at a show, that's just too much work nowadays. It's too far away from laptop lifestyle. Also, if you build a community, for me, I get into products that I'm passionate about or would like to be passionate about. So that's just a personal choice. So because I am, it leaves community building open for me. You know, if I'm into paperclips and I'm passionate about paperclips, Norm, every time we speak, I'm going to bring up to you how you're missing out because you're not in the paperclip community. Like, I'm really involved in it. I can be convincing. And having a community, for me, one of the most direct benefits for my products selling more, and that I would encourage people to approach it this way as well, is that I'm not as reliant on PPC. I have zero reliance on black hat strategies for launching. I just have my list. I have my people. And if I'm launching peanut butter or paper clips or insects, they want to support me and they want to buy it.
So when you're doing this, what platforms are you generally working on to build the community?
There's not a lot of great community platforms out there currently to build a local in-person community. The best one out there that I know of is meetup.com. And I've used it for launching, like I launched some PL brands in the past that had to do with the scuba industry, for example. And what I did was I just collaborated with a scuba store owner and I'm like, hey, look, I want you to offer these lessons on how to, you know, get scuba certified for free. Air quotes here for those who are just, you know, audio listening to this. Let me get on the screen. Right. So, you know, I want you to offer it for free and I'm going to kind of pay you on the back end. And I know that anyone that's, first of all, I know that's going to be a huge magnet for anyone that wants to get into this. And that when I try to sell you my snorkel or like my mask, like you're going to buy it. Like it's nothing compared to the value that you receive from the group. So I've done that. We've launched dog grooming brushes by going to dog parks and creating meetup events at dog parks. And building community that way. But meetup.com seems to be the easiest centralized place to have it. And then like anything else, you want to be connected, not reliant on a platform. So many of the people in my group, shockingly, even with this huge number, we have each other's phone number. Like we can communicate on Telegram, WhatsApp, email. And that's really not the same as, and not to say that this is not a good thing to have, but like Facebook groups, I love them. They're very powerful. But let me ask you, like in a group of 10,000 people in a Facebook group, how many actual phone numbers do you think the founder of that group has of the people in that group?
White hat or black hat?
I know where you're thinking. But like on average, in the norm, it's the norm. You like that? The pun, the norm.
There we go.
In the norm. In the norm. So like in the norm, that is not the norm. And being right. able to have such direct communication with your audience is huge. Another side benefit of it is, this has been said so much, it seems cheesy, but being in a position of like leadership in your community, an authority. What is it? The authority. An authority in your niche. That has benefits.
Sure does.
Yeah, it has very real benefits. It does not happen by accident. But many, many people and nearly all of my competitors, what they would say is, it's not worth it. It's too much time. It's too much work. You know, there's not a program I can just click a button and it does it for me. So I'm not interested. So to me, that's music to my ears. That's that blue ocean. And I'm in it, and I've just leveraged it in all of my businesses, except the first insect business that I've launched to date.
So you can use, and I've never used Meetup. I see your emails coming out all the time on Meetup.
And you open all of them and you read them.
Everyone, and I Absolutely. Respond to everyone that you send out five times a day. Yeah. But I've never used Meetup. This is the first time I've heard you talk about this. And doesn't that, like, if you're working with Meetup in Miami, so you're geo-targeting people, so you can get enough information within the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale area, to do a launch or to build off of Meetup to get a much larger group or community?
Yes, you can definitely start in a local community, but just because I'm based in Miami does not mean that I can't have a Meetup group in Germany. So I can just set it up with the address being in Germany, and it will target in Germany. So I can have multiple Meetup groups in different communities. So let's say I wanted to start an Amazon, and this is actually something we're flirting with, but like, let's say there's somebody in Canada that wants to start an Amazon seller Meetup group. And they're like, Carlos, you create all this content, you have all the processes. Can we like almost be a chapter of your community? And how would I draw the people? So it'd be very easy for me to just create that extension or that chapter of in that other, you know, area that geographically I'm rarely ever at, and begin building an audience in that area. So,
okay.
Yes, you can do it at scale.
And when you first started talking about this, so I was thinking actual meetups, because when we talk, you have actual physical
in-person, you know, events. Yeah.
Yeah. In-person events. But yeah, I guess you could do all this virtually and just set it up. Is that correct? You just have Zoom events and.
Yes. But I feel like there is a difference between if I go just virtual and just online, then it's not the same as in person. I'm now getting into that, closer to that red ocean. I'm competing against much bigger fish. Right. So what I mean is, if I connect with somebody to create a Meetup event, into a Meetup group in Canada, then that person's actually going to host events, and I'm going to support in the way of content, topics, you know, processes on the back end that do the whole promotion cycle of what needs to happen. There's a lot that goes behind an actual event.
Right. So let's talk about, we've got Meetup. What are some other types of community platforms that we can use? We've got Facebook groups that you can build, and we'll talk about that in a sec. But any other platforms that you're using or that you can suggest?
There's not even a close second. The next thing after that is public message boards. Like, that you go on Google and you'll hear something like, you know, you'll put in a niche and then put event near me, and you'll find out that, you know, the first Tuesday of every month, there's a group that meets and talks about reptiles and brings their reptiles, and they have a raffle. And then once you get in there, there's a tight knit community that's supported between events with WhatsApp groups, Telegram groups, Facebook groups. but there's not even a close second to Meetup when it comes to that.
Wow, that's not what I was expecting. So that, I've never worked with Meetup. I might take a look at, you know, trying to set this thing up. And I mean, even in Canada, now, Toronto's in a bloody lockdown again, started this week. You're in Florida, so anything goes.
It's freezing down here too. It's
is it?
Well, 76, 77 degrees.
Well, I've got a buddy, you know him, Wilford.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know, I have him on a list somewhere. I want to reach out and
just let me know. He was my old business partner in digital blacksmiths, and he's doing great.
Lightheart.
He is,
right?
Lightheart. Yeah.
Lightheart. Yeah.
Yeah. And his skill was building communities. And it didn't matter if it was on YouTube or on Facebook or wherever. I'll tell you like what he did. And I think this is important. So you've got the overall group, which might be pets. And then he would go in and he would have dogs. And then he would have schnauzers or bulldogs. And then he would go into keywords like bully sticks. And I know the schnauzer group that he built very quickly had 175,000 people. And what he always said is, you have to be engaged before you get married. That was Wilfred's. Or, you know, by giving value, you're adding fuel to the fire. And it's so true because there's so many of these groups that arise. Now, I can't talk about Meetup, but I can talk about Facebook groups. Sure. And, you know, by putting in really great content all the time, your group can grow very quickly, and like 175,000 schnauzers around the world. That's pretty powerful. And the beautiful part of what he did was, if you're building this group, people are going to be liking you. They're going to come back to your page and they're going to like your page. You're going to start following your posts. And even without doing any promotion, you're going to be the authority that people trust. And then they buy. So by going over to your website or your Facebook page or profile, wherever you are, you can start promoting your products there. So he's very successful. He was very successful at that. And because you're getting real people that are coming here that want products in your niche, you can build up a very good group of people, even driving them over to your website, not even necessarily over to Amazon. Amazon's always good. I still drive tons of people over to Amazon, and while I'm trying to drive them over to my e-commerce store one way or the other, you know, to give them value there. But yeah, I've got to check out, I really do have to check out Meetup. I had no idea you were going to say that. You took me off guard. But I got to check that out. But for me, like Facebook groups. Kelsey's in the middle of building out the one Facebook group, and we're doing it all organically. We don't want any cheap clicks. And I think that's important too.
Absolutely.
You know, you can go out, and I made the mistake of one of my brands giving it to a social media person when I had a social media company. I still have a social media company, but the person went out there, and we got over 100,000 likes on the page. So 100,000 people are liking and following. Well, then Wilfred came in and he took a look and he goes, this is crap. He says, I could post all day long here, valuable content. But what this person did is they went over for really cheap clicks. It was more along Pacific Rim and India, Bangladesh, because they were cheap clicks, like they're a penny a piece. And he says, this is no value at all. And that was a learning lesson, you know, back a few years ago that, wow, I just paid somebody a lot of money to do this. And I got, you know, I can't even use it. I have to create another group that's real.
Yeah. You know, something you didn't say this directly, but, and this is to be the first time that I verbalize this. So like, mm-hmm. Be prepared to like go back and forth with me. I find that the caliber of people, let me say it and then we'll clean it up. So
okay.
I'm finding that the caliber of people that join your in-person meetup event, RSVP and actually attend are willing to go so much further with you and for you than someone that hits join group and, you know, has the option to be like a 99% lurker in a Facebook group.
Right. Right. No, I would agree 100%. You know, if you are going out, and I've seen this with, you know, we have our ASM, our Toronto meetup group, which hasn't met in a long time. But, you know, you get to know people, you break bread with people during these meetings, you get to talk to them. It's a whole different ballgame than, yeah, over a virtual summit, let's say, which I still have problems with because I love going to the events. And no matter what, if you have breakout rooms or whatever it is, it's not the same. And doing a virtual summit this whole year, it's horrible because you can't meet people.
Yeah,
I met you we knew each other before, but I met you in person last February. That was the last event I went to.
Yeah, we were, I think San Fran was getting shut down while we were there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, one of the other things that this sounds like, and you tell me if this is, we could go look down this path. Influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's five types of influencers. The bottom two are a micro and a nano and micro influencer, and that's basically people that have under 100,000 in following.
I'm writing this down.
Oh, you're right. Come on, you talk.
Yeah, let me get my notes real quick.
So they're the only type of influencer that I would go after are nano and micro influencers, because they're 100,000. It's micro nano influencers are 1,000 to 10,000. Micro are 10,000 to 100,000. And then you're getting into, you know, the 250,000, the up to 2.5, and then 2.5 and up, which are typically the celebrities. I don't go there. No need to waste your money. What you should be looking at, or at least in my opinion, where we get a lot of success, are nano. And if you go and target nano influencers, find nano influencers, do your homework, and just try to target them in your niche and reach out. They're usually way more than happy. They're honored to really get somebody noticing them. You know, and the beautiful part about nano influencers, they have a small group, they're friends and family. And if they are posting on like blogs, or if they are on Instagram and they tell somebody to, or you ask them to tag you or do something, they'll do it. And if you continually work with them and engage and comment, then you can bring them over to the best, I call it, like, if you really want to build your community, you do it with brand influencers and brand ambassadors. And brand ambassadors, basically for us, would be an army of nano and micro influencers willing to do anything for free or at a very low cost. They love your product. So let's say Bully Sticks. So pet enthusiasts who maybe have just large dogs, small dogs, you name it. Then you can go, you know, after the breeds of dogs. Then you could start looking for these nano influencers, and it's very easy to find these type of influencers. But you can start just targeting them, letting them know that you like what they're doing, engaging, commenting, following. And it would not take much to get somebody to really love your product. The other way of doing it, Carlos, I don't know if you've ever done this, but Paul Barron, Shane, and I, and Jason Ayers, like, we've got the chat agency.
The squad.
And Paul is the brain. You know, Paul is definitely the brain behind all of this, but he's been doing this for a couple of years where he has a system where he'll find the audience, the influencers, he'll get them to buy real, like, they buy on Amazon. It's not like a rebate. They buy. Then he reaches out and he tries to convert the customer the nano influencer over to providing content. Then once he starts to see that there's interest, he asks and he drives people over to a landing page which says, hey, look, if you want to be a brand ambassador, you love our product, they enter into a contract, an agreement that they have to post three times. You know, they add content, they do whatever. It's perpetual. You never run out of content. And I talked about this, or Paul was on a little while ago, where we talked about getting, for his brand, 2,000 images in 3 months.
Sounds expensive.
It was free.
What?
Free.
Sign me up.
Yeah. I've been trying. You don't listen. but anyways, and the majority, so most of that content came from nano influencers. And a good chunk, and I'm talking about the content that people write. And then get this, he went out there and he said, oh, I need a video for Amazon Live. And I needed to pinpoint these benefits of my product. Over the weekend, over the week, he got 30 really great videos and he paid zero.
That's insane.
It is. It really is. So I got to have him on. But, you know, now that I've taken up all your time, it's a really great process. And, you know, again, building a community, I can show you, and matter, you know, you think if you have that group on Meetup and you combine it with a nano influencer, you're getting the exact same thing. A brand ambassador has passion for your product. They love it. They'll do anything for you. A Meetup, you get the same sort of, you know, they respect, I guess, or authority. You're the authority talking to them about your product, if I understand what you're talking
about. No, you're absolutely right. And at a certain stage, if done correctly, you become the nano influencer. Like, you become the influencer in that area with that group. I had a guest on the Meetup group, on the Amazon Meetup group, late October 24th. His name was Craig Mount. He's the co-founder of Nerdy Nuts. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's an amazing peanut butter. He's a genius when it comes to branding. I'd love to get you and this guy in the same room, but he as a matter of fact, at the time that we were speaking, they had just for some advertising and some cool, they were going to release a pumpkin spice peanut butter. So they decided the way to do it was to go buy a 2,200 pound pumpkin and carve it. And that was going to be like the awareness. Like,
hold it. 2,200 pound.
Yeah. Yeah. It was either like 1,800 pounds or 2,200 pound pumpkin. It was this massive thing. It's on his Facebook and his YouTube. Like, you can check it out. But look up Nerdy Nuts, Craig Mount. But he mentioned how he was doing almost exactly what you're talking about with nano influencers with TikTok, and that he was selling the Jesus out of this peanut butter with these influencers and was paying nothing because they didn't know their worth sort of yet at that stage. Like, they were just, this was such a huge plus for them that they were like, let's do it. But a great episode too, that's in the Video Vault. So if anyone decides to get that free month of the Video Vault, check out.
Oh, we haven't even talked the secret giveaway that we were giving away at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Carlos, so much.
I've been
I know I was seeing it. Kelsey.
Yeah. It's been that Norm can't really read the fine print.
I can't see anything. It's like, you know, a millimeter on my screen. So,
yeah. But yeah, maybe we can just talk about that for a second.
Sure.
The prize. So Carlos, the Amazon Video Vault, I think we got two free passes, I believe. Yep. Okay.
There's over 1,000 videos in there, workshops, presentations, how to's. They're a recording of our actual meetup events. And just a wealth of information is broken up by topic too. So you're not just combing through 1,000 different videos trying to figure it out. Cool stuff, and a lot of cool stuff coming out in the next week or two that you'd just be in there and be able to get, obviously.
I am, and way before I met you, Carlos, I was a member of the Video Vault, Wizards of Amazon.
Yep.
And tons of value. you know, and when you get to see, like he said, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different episodes in there, or trainings, or, you know, it's really worth it. So we're going to do a giveaway at the end, and we'll wait to the end, I guess, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, post hashtag We Love Carlos in the comment section, and you'll be entered into the
We Love Carlos.
I got to see this. Say that again, Norm. Yeah. What is it?
I love Carlos. There we go. I said it. I'm sorry. all right. So, you know, just again, a couple of shout outs here too. I know it's Black Friday and we're taking you away from your time, but look, hey, thank you, Rad and Simon and Dr. Kaz, Marina, Facebook user. That must be coming from our group.
That's Victor.
Victor. All right.
Well, we got
Victor
some
as well. Yep, and we'll get to that in a second. Elchin, Sharon, David, thank you, everybody. Marcia, Darwin, thank you all for watching and you know, taking time out of your day. Yarrow.
And these are real people, too. This is crazy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, for Black Friday? Absolutely. Yeah. But anyways, thank you all for our community, which is growing. And, you know, we just love everybody, you know, who's not only watching this live, but, you know, watch this afterwards and are part of our group. And if you're not part of our group, please join the group. Kelsey will tell you all about that at the end. I swear he's telling you about 10 times during the podcast too. But let's get back to the questions, Kels. Is there anything?
Yep. So we have a couple of questions coming in. One is from Simon, just about the brand ambassadors. How many brand ambassadors do you recommend using?
Well, it depends on the conversion. I would use as many as I could convert. So if you've got people out, and it's very simple, like you can target brand ambassadors by going out. I'm going to go down a different rabbit hole here for a second, but you can go to places like Thomason, BuzzSumo, IntelliFluence, and find paid nano influencers. You're still gonna pay. You'll find that there's people out there willing to help you out. It's gonna be some form of payment, plus the membership. So BuzzSumo is $99. Thomason has special rates for our group. I think it's $50 for their $699 package. But anyways, then you can go out. And what I recommend is, let's say that you're in the pet niche, let's say bully sticks, you find an article that's about bully sticks that's written by an influencer. So just bully stick blog, bully stick influencer, dog influencer, pet blog influencer, just find it on Amazon. Go to there, find the page that you like, copy the URL. This is the simplest thing. Type related colon and put the URL there, and it will give you a ton of other blog or other influencers that you can pick from, and then you can reach out to. You can also go and do something really simple. Type in search string. So this is another search operator called site colon. And then you can put site colon Instagram space bully sticks space advertising. And this is the tricky one. Quotes, in quotes, put Instagram, photos, and photos and videos, and then at the end of it, space, minus sign, explore. So what's this doing? It's going into Instagram.
It's a Boolean search, right?
Yeah. And so it's all you're doing is you're going to go in, it's going to look for people on Instagram who are advertising or looking to advertise bully sticks, and they're an Instagram profile that has photos and videos as part of their profile, and is going to get rid of all the junk stuff for you. So minus explore. I learned that from Dan Fernandez over at Thomason. And you can do something very similar for Facebook, site colon, and then you put facebook.com space, and you can put in quotations 1,000... 10,000 space, like, end quotation. and run that. And you can put home, space home, and that'll take you to the person's profile page. So those are just some simple ways to go and find some influencers. Now, how many? Sorry, I went down a whole other rabbit hole there, but that's a really quick, fast, dirty way to do it, other than hashtag. Hashtag bully sticks. You'll see all the influencers that, you know, and you just check them. It's a manual process. And then you can just start to follow them and comment on them. At the end of the day with influencers, if they're nano, micro, mega, you name it, they all want to have engagement. So comment and you know, let them know that you like what they do. And then when you do reach out to them, do not be egotistical. Tell them how they're how you want to connect with them because you have a similar personality, or tell them about your brand. You want to align it with them because they're so awesome, and you'll get a much better response than talking about yourself. Just like, you know, when I was in high school, when I talked all about myself, oof, I always got stood up, you know, always got stood up.
You went back there.
If you talk about yourself, that's the last thing people want to hear. So anyways, and that's the same with influencers. You know, you really want to pat them on the back and get them to come out to you, and you'll find that you'll have a much better chance. And if you can get influencers to do it, and if you can get 100 of them to start doing something for you, awesome. If you can get 30 of them doing something, great. Brand ambassadors, it's a tougher go because these are people now that are going to actually do this for you for free. They love the product. They love, I was just telling Kelsey, I saw somebody, I bought a beard shampoo, and it really, Carlos, I went around to Connie and Kelsey. I said, "You got to smell this." Then I used it, and
it was really, or your beard.
Well, I both
the beard. It was the beard.
Smell the beard.
Yeah, I went around. They had to smell the beard. Kind of gross, but now I'm reaching out to them because it was such a great product, and you know, I'd love to be able to represent this guy's brand because it's so great. It's the same thing. If somebody buys the product from a pet audience and they love what you're doing, some of these influencers will reach out to you. That's a lot easier to get than, you know, having to follow up and engage.
All right. We do have a couple more questions coming in. This one is from Darwin. I've never used Meetup before. What stage of my business, or let's call it the Amazon journey, would starting a Meetup community be a good option?
I'll do both, but this could be, I don't know if you're asking, you're an Amazon seller and you want to know when you should start a Meetup group that's supporting your brand that you're selling, or should you start a Meetup community to support Amazon sellers?
I believe it's the first one.
Be well before you get your product is definitely a perfect time. If you're wanting to use people from that community to, you could do it a year before your launch. As a matter of fact, I know some people are like, I don't have the finances for this right now, but I know for sure next year I'm going to be launching my PL product. And I'm like, well, build that community now, build your social media now, engage, build your community. And you'd be light years ahead of people by this time next year when you're launching your product. So you can definitely start well before you launch your product.
Okay. And we got another one from Dr. Cause. Hey, Carlos. Oh, hold
it. Just a sec there. So Carlos, it also, if you don't have anything to sell, then it just looks like there's pure engagement, right? You're absolutely not selling anything. So people are talking to you because you are the authority of your product, your the niche.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so when I start my events, that's a pretty popular question I get. And they're like, look, you're hosting the events for free and you're successful at doing blank. What's the catch? Like, why are you doing this? My answer for the Amazon seller meetup group, which is a good one, you get somebody new in there and they're like, wait a minute, I heard you on a podcast. You say you make X and you've been, you know, all this stuff going on. Why are you hosting these events for free? And my answer was really straightforward. I was like, well, right now I don't have anything to sell you in that regard. Like, I'm going to create courses and I'm hoping I have a community to be able to sell them to in the future. I want to write a book and I want you to buy that $10 book. I don't want you to ask me for a discount. You know, I want to create an event and I'm going to ask you to support it by buying a ticket. When I have an ask, I'm going to ask it. Right now I just want to build community and geek out with you and enjoy what we're doing. So, there is a goal and there is, you know, honesty involved, but, not selling all the time is good. So you have nothing to sell, build the community, focus on those relationships and getting to know people. So you could definitely start that meetup group way before, you even start sourcing your product.
It's so refreshing when you go and you meet somebody and they're not trying to sell you something.
Yeah. It's a rare thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So Dr. Kaz, hey Carlos, you're the man. Can you give advice for a new brand, three top action items to take to build your group or following?
Yeah, definitely. Well, one is to actually build it. If you're talking about meetup.com, create the actual meetup.com group. Some good things, I would not name it a business name. I would name it, you know, something that everyone could kind of get around. So if you had a dog grooming brush that you wanted to sell, I wouldn't, your business name was like ABC dog grooming brushes.com. I wouldn't name your group ABC dog grooming brushes.com. I would name it something like dog lovers of, you know, of the world of Earth. I don't know, like something fun that people would want to engage with. And then other things that I would do is almost immediately, I can't emphasize this enough, almost immediately start looking at what would a leadership team look like for this to succeed. Who are the ideal people that you'd want to have in your group that could host events on their own as well? That could, you know, help you connect with a broader audience. For me, without having a team or knowing what a team was before I even launched the group, wouldn't have allowed me to do what I've done. Finally, be receptive to the actual group. As far as building community, it's a community and not a dictatorship. It is yours, but if you want a dictatorship, you're not going to have a very big community. Like, for example, my Amazon business, talking about the Amazon meetup again, is 85% private label and 15% wholesale. I no longer do arbitrage. I've used to do arbitrage a long time ago. I used to do a lot of different things. So if it was kind of up to me, I would think that all of my Amazon meetup events would be my 85%, which is private label. But my community is everything. It's private label, it's wholesale, it's I'm just starting, it's merch by Amazon, it's Amazon self-publishing, it's RA, it's OA, it's handmade, and I love it. I love it all. So to be supportive of my community, I put an equal, I take that into account and I say, you know what, I'm probably not going to be thrilled to listen to this event about arbitrage, but I know a lot of people in my group will be. And I know that that might be the quickest path for them to get to private label. So treating it like a community and not a dictatorship is important. Those would be my three that I can think of. That's an awesome question.
Okay. So when do you and how do you, let's say you have a community and you have somebody that, how do I say this nicely, is a bit of a jerk.
Sure.
Okay. So you just approach them and let them know, look, first of all, you're probably not going to say you're out of here, right? You know, the first one, sure. First time. But I've seen people that just disrupt meetings and just want to be the person talking all the time. Similar like to what I'm doing right now, you know, we're talking to you all the time. But how do you handle that?
This is also an advantage of meeting in person and having that in-person community over online. And again, I'm not saying it's either or. You should definitely do both. But if you're doing this via a Facebook post, it's really hard to get everything behind that, like just a written word. But if somebody's disrupting the group and I can tie that to body language, I can tell the difference immediately whether it's coming from a place of frustration or coming from a place of like aggression. And just that alone would change how I would do it. But what I would do if somebody's being disruptive in the group and they're going the route of, I know it all, it's me, your way sucks, there's only one way to succeed on Amazon. Like if that's the one, what I do, I'm a builder, not a destroyer. You know what I mean? I want to build this person. I want them to be in part of the group. I know they know things that I don't know yet. And I want to know those things. So what I will do is I like to take the first step of let's embrace this person, build them. They'll be a better person if they're part of this community. And what I'll say, look, I love what you're saying on that. Like, I definitely want to talk about this over drinks afterwards. Like, you seem like a fascinating person. Do you mind coming up front with me and co-hosting this event with me? So it's almost like the teacher gets the unruly kid and brings them like to that special spot next to them. It allows you to do a few things. One, the person's probably never been in front of a big group speaking before, so they may just bow out. And if they bow out, then they really don't have a position of keeping to talk from the back of the room. If they do come up front, they now need to be able to answer a field of questions and not shoot everybody down. So it forces them into a position of, look, we can be friends. This doesn't have to be aggressive. B, you now need to like be in front with me and like shine. And the other one is I get to learn from them too. Finally, like, I mean, at the end of the day, like everybody knows things that you don't. I love the fact that what we do, there's new stuff to learn every day. Wow. You have some rock stars here. McLean's here. She's awesome. I actually got to meet her when she came down to Miami once.
I still have not. I met virtually, but not in person yet.
There was like five different people the day that she was in Miami that I had never met, and I was bouncing all around. But I hope I'm saying that right. McLean is somebody on social media that I've seen from a distance for a while that I've always wanted to meet and connect with. So cool seeing you here. I'm glad you like what I'm saying. And I know you're not saying that because I've seen you rip people apart too. So she has like no filter for that stuff if she doesn't like it. So cool.
Okay. Right. More questions, Kelsey.
Okay. There was a couple questions about the roadmap for the brand ambassador route. So maybe, I don't know if you can make an illustration, put them in the show notes or something. But I think Usman and someone else was asking, or Marsha was asking for them. But another one, this is from Faye. Being that yesterday was Thanksgiving, I'd like to thank you, Norm, for the show that has so much valuable content.
You're very welcome.
Make sure you pay that invoice, Norm.
that $20 went very far.
And we have currently three people entered in the draw. Again, if you want a free month for Carlos's video vault, write the hashtag we love. Let me do this.
Say it, Kelsey.
We
say
love
it.
Carlos.
Yes. There we go. Perfect. We all love Carlos, right? Dalek has a question. I don't know if you got to him.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so he's got a couple. First one, have you seen or heard of meetups in New York?
Yeah, definitely. There's two fairly large Amazon seller meetup groups in New York. I don't know. I think they met like once a month or once every 6 months, every 6 weeks. Ours is 16 events per month.
That's so crazy. There's
a difference. Mine's a divorce worthy amount of everyone's like, what's the secret for doing it? It's like that your wife is okay with that and she is supportive of that. That's like the key to making it work. But yeah, there definitely is. Something cool is we opened up an actual location now that's dedicated to our event called Wizards of Ecom. And should it go well, plans are in 2022 to actually open up a location in New York. So maybe we'll be in New York soon.
What about Innisfil? Hey, I also saw a question from Oleg. Why do they do it for free? Why do influencers or brand ambassadors do something for free?
Good question.
So what they've done is they've used a product. So let's say it's soap. They've used the soap or the beard shampoo. So I would like I would go out there as an influencer. If that company ever came to me and said, "Hey, you know, would you help promote this?" Absolutely, I would do this. If they wanted to convert this over to a brand ambassador where I'd have to provide content, I've got to love this product. And I might use a bit more of their product. I might see, you know, over a period of a month what it's like. They'll come back to me and they'll probably send me an email and saying, look, get 15% off. You have to buy at least three of the products over the period of the next quarter. And you have to provide three images every, or one image a week, or one video every quarter. It'll tell you exactly what to do. And if I love it and I want to get product at a low rate, then I can go in and I can do that. And I'd be happy to do that. Just rule of thumb, don't abuse brand ambassadors. Brand ambassadors will do things for free for you, especially images, social proof that you can use for Amazon posts, videos that you can use for Amazon Live, but also all your social media for repurposing. But one of the rules of thumb, this is the way that Paul sets it up. Any content that people write and distribute, it's only fair that you pay them. You know, they are giving up your time, and I find that if you would pay somebody for that, then you got somebody for life. So, and they're doing it for free, all that other stuff, just because they love the product. And I guarantee you, I don't know if it's plastic shoe stretchers, you're not going to get a huge influencer group. But if you've got something like a beauty product or dog related product, you could get a ton of influencers.
Okay. We are coming up to the hour mark. So I don't know, Carlos, how are you doing for time? Are you mute?
There we go. Sorry, I muted myself. I have this like acid reflux cough going on. No, I have time.
Okay.
I can.
Great. Okay. So from Darwin again, Carlos, with all your businesses, do you find yourself looking at the next thing too much or spreading out too thin to where you start losing focus and it affects your business? If you know, or do you know how to combat that?
Do I have there's no quick answer to that. So that's something that I've never solved. I'm not sure that I'll ever solve that in my life. We're blessed with, I guess, a mind that thinks that way, that sees opportunities. I don't think you can stop it. I think you need to, what I've done is I get to a point where I can acknowledge it and I can put it in a place that I know is safe, because a long time ago, I would need to execute on it and breathe life into it. And then, you know, build processes and step back. But it just burned me out. It made me average at a bunch of things. And what I do now is I have a safe spot to put it. My safe spot's actually Trello or writing pads. I still like to write a lot of stuff down. And when I get it there, I no longer need to go on this loop about you need to execute on this, what you need to do. If I do have a great idea about it, I go back to that spot where it's at and I add to it. And it's safe for me to revisit at a later date. And then the way I combat this and imposter syndrome and, you know, all this beating myself up every other day about you're not good enough to do this. Who do you think you are? And well, you have so much on your plate. I think it comes down to a mastermind and not your typical mastermind. I think to be a successful entrepreneur, you need one mastermind, and that needs to be in the home. So your significant other needs to be at least that one mastermind. And mine, I have an amazing wife and she's not an entrepreneur. And that's who keeps me reined in. That's when I'm like all mentally and emotionally beat up and taking too much on. I can go back and she can say, she can clearly see it and we can work my way out of it. I hope that helps.
Very good.
Okay. Awesome. Also just, if you're commenting in the Facebook group, you'll see it comes up as like Facebook user. This is Yalchin. He says, "Oh my God, I was nearly missing this fantastic discussion. Hello, oh, great guys. Yeah. Hello to our boss, Carlos."
Yaching is amazing. That is a brilliant, brilliant entrepreneur there.
He is. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's see. I think we have another one. So Marcia's asking, are these meetups in person or in Zoom now?
Currently, they're on Zoom, except for one Thursday evening event each week as we slowly transition into going back to in-person. When we go back to in-person, currently it's scheduled for the first Saturday of 2021. So all of those events now are still on Zoom. And when we do go back to the new norm, we're still going to have six solely Zoom-based events per month in addition to our in-person events, because we've just met a lot of amazing people on Zoom that otherwise could not have been part of the group.
Okay. And this is from Faye. Carlos, any AMZ meetings in North Carolina? I totally come down to Florida for years. Where can I find out more information?
Yeah, if you come down, I'll tell you what, if you come all the way down from New York, I'll cover the Airbnb. You just reach out and I'll take care of it. I'll stick you in one of my Airbnbs, or I'll do that. And you can pick the topic. Like, you can handle the flight, I'll let you pick the topic and I'll put you in an Airbnb. Where can you find out more info? The easiest way, because meetup.com itself is challenging to navigate. On Meetup, we're South Florida FBA Amazon sellers. But if you want to find an easy way to get a link there, plus see all the different events we have going on, like we have Entrepreneurs Book Club, 16 different events. We have events in Spanish. We have events in English. We're starting events in Russian. It's pretty wild. The easiest way to do that is going to be, we have a 100, Norm, can I put the Telegram group in here, the chat group?
You can do anything you want.
Oh, I like that. Don't say that. No, so we have a completely free Amazon chat group on Telegram. So if you go to amazongroupchat.com, it'll show you how to get in there, and then you'll see all of the different events that we have. Or you could just text the word Amazon to 69922 and it'll give you the link to our Amazon group.
And then you'll get Jenny.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, just a second. Sorry, I was just typing in the link. Okay. Yeah, so we had a couple of people asking about how do you join the Zoom groups, Marcia. So I'll put the link. We'll find the Amazon group chat and put it in the comments. This has been such a treat. Thanks to all three of you. Thank you, Marcia.
Yes, thank you.
And I think the last question is from Oleg about the ambassadors or influencers. How do you manage the rights for the content that they produce?
Oh, nice. So that is a great question. And if you don't do that, if you don't manage the copyright or the transfer, I had this happen with a client who went out, spent a ton of money, like thousands of dollars on a video, and he got it. It was a beautiful video. But then when he put it on Amazon for his listing, the guy, it was a copyright issue, and he could only use it on YouTube. So what you need to do is make sure that you have a copyright, a contract between them saying that they transfer the information over to you, that you have the rights to promote it. And then that should be fine. And I'm sure you can find templates for that on the internet. If you're having problems with that, just let me know. But yeah, you have to make sure that you get 100% ownership of the copyright, or at least the accessibility to use it in any way that you want.
Okay. I think that's it. Comments and questions. Yeah. So, we can start the wheel if you'd like.
Okay. Oh, I just have one last question for Carlos. Oh. So I know that you're like me, you like writing, processes, mm-hmm. SOPs. So is there a way, or is there a process, like what types of processes should people write to help scale their group?
Oh, that's amazing. I thought something that's been very helpful for me with groups and processes to do this is, I'm losing the word right now. Yeah. It's such an easy word. So every Friday something's going to happen. It's a
recurring event.
something you can be, you know, that every Monday this is going to happen, every Wednesday this is going to happen. So consistency, that's the word.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So consistency is just king when it comes to that. So what I find you cannot be successful in is every Monday at 9 a.m. you post an inspirational meme and that's all you do. Mm. Right. So how I like to approach groups is, and I actually learned this from Digital Marketer, is you create 5 buckets, and these buckets are going to be the themes of content that, or satellite topics that your group posts on. So let's say that I have we'll go with beard oil. I'll try to do beard oil to stay in the spirit of Norm, right? Let me use the actual example they gave in case I mangle this for time's sake. So Rosetta Stone does an amazing job with their Facebook community, and you can look at everything they post and you know the buckets that it falls in. So one of them is customs. Obviously, if you want to know about customs around the world, then you'd be hard pressed to not also talk about the languages that affect those customs. Another one is famous people that know multiple languages. This is an obvious one. What's implied is that there may be that they're super famous and intelligent because they know multiple languages. And what were those languages? Another one is content that allows you to consume large amounts of new information quickly. And that's something, if you want to learn a new language, nobody's like, I want to learn a new language and be able to converse in 10 years. Like, everyone seems to want to do it in a week. So this is very, you know, very relevant here. They have one more, which is travel. Obvious. If you travel, you want to know how to say, give me a cup of coffee. I need help. Where's the train? So all of their content that they post falls into those buckets. The content creators, even, they don't create the majority of this content, but it allows me to say, wow, Norm constantly puts out informations on how to create, you know, how to learn large amounts of information quickly. So I'm going to constantly be sharing Norm's new information with my group. Norm in turn sees this, and he's an influencer in his community, and he's like, wow, this person really pushes out my content for me all the time. Now there's a great synergy there and an opportunity to create influencer like relationships when I do reach out. So it creating that ahead of time for a group gives you a solid roadmap and gives you a clear path on who you want to be connecting with to build this group. The one thing I can say that has helped a lot in a community, because we've been talking a lot about Amazon selling and my Amazon seller group, but for physical products, is I found that it's important to add a bucket which almost trains people to know, like, hey, eventually I'm going to post something here for you guys to buy. And the easiest way to do that without always having something to buy is you want it to have like a sense of urgency. You want people to act and you want to know who has an Amazon account. And you also want it to be a deal and you want it to be relevant to what you're talking about. So where do you find this? Amazon Lightning Deals. It's very easy. They're constantly updating. It's a very real sense of urgency. It's a trusted site and it's the platform I'm usually going to want them to buy from. So what I'll do is weekly, I'll drop in an email list or anything like that, an Amazon Lightning Deal, so that when I do come out with a product, it's like, wow, you know, this person hasn't posted something for us to buy in 2 years and now he's posting it. This seems weird. No, people are almost expecting me to post something about that. So that would be my answer. I hope that helps.
It does. Okay. And I think we're coming to the end. By the way, just one more thing. Hashtag We Love Carlos to enter into the 1 month of the vault. So please, if you haven't done it, do it over the next 30 seconds or so. And then we'll have our draw. All right, Carlos, is there anything else that you'd like to add? This is the last question, the last tip, whatever you think is relevant.
I think we covered a lot.
We did.
I think I just can't encourage people enough just how rewarding it is to build a community. Rewarding in you know, financial profits, but as well as just rewarding, period, just in life. You're having building connections in your niche, having people sharing your stuff out and wanting to talk about you. It's just extremely rewarding to do. And I suggest doing it now. don't think you need to be an expert in the field to do that. Which is another thing I see people get hung up on. If you do encounter that and you feel like, who am I to create a group about this? You know, I don't have a doctorate in that. Believe it or not, you would be more connectable. Is that a word, connectable? Like, people would connect with you more. In some of my events, I'm getting up there and I'm presenting. We have a beginner hour and people ask questions. And I'm noticing, like, wow, I'm not getting the types of questions like I imagine beginners would ask. And then we had somebody come up and I was like, look, let me get a total newbie to come up and sit up here in the beginner hour with me. And all of a sudden, everybody started asking those really cool, awesome questions to the newbie. They felt almost intimidated asking me. So there's a strength in starting from the beginning.
I got to tell you this. So I had an event with Dave Kettner in Hawaii just after the Illuminati event, which is Helium 10 Elite now. So anyways, we had this event. Kevin King came. So he was at the event as well as one of the speakers. Anyways, there's a group of people that are the students, participants. And anyways, he came up, Kevin came up to me and he said, holy crap, Norm, you know, have you ever talked to this guy over here about what he's doing? And I didn't. Like, I've talked to him about what we're doing on Amazon. He goes, I got to hire this guy. Well, guess who that guy was? Wilfred.
Ha. Huh.
So Wilfred Lightheart attended as a student. Nobody knew that he was this guru with building communities. And all of a sudden, bang, you know, he's teaching us. He's up there talking. So, yeah, and that's one last thing I'd like to say is that if you don't know something, don't fake it. If somebody asks this question here, I don't know it, I say, yeah, I don't know it. Same thing with events. You can start a community, and if people are asking you questions, you don't know it, just, I don't know it, but I'll find the answer.
And it's just as good to be able to say, or better, when someone asks a question, even if you do know it, instead say, you really want to talk to Norm about that. Norm's the go-to guy. Like, you connect. That's what you want to do. You want to foster those communications. So when someone asks the question, sometimes it's maybe not even the best thing to be the smartest person in the room on it. Like, you want to get somebody else answering that. And if you don't know it, even better.
Yep.
You have somebody in your group that I say this sometimes. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let the group weigh in on this. What do you guys think? Who wants to chime in on this? And 35 minutes later, everybody feels like they're in the best group of their, you know, the best event of their life and communication, dialogue. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So Kelsey.
Yes, I'm here.
Is it that time?
Is that time? Quickly before that, we got one that snuck in with Don. Oh. My wife of my partner, we both bring things to the table. We agree and disagree regularly, but ultimately come down to a good conclusion. Would you recommend starting a meetup with her?
Well, anything you start, your wife is your partner on it. So I think what you're saying is, you know, attendee facing, does it show that she is the, you know, co-organizer with you in your group? Yeah, of course. Why not? I mean, I think that's great. I think it's a great thing to do. You know, my wife and I don't, we only have like two businesses that we're legal partners on, and neither one of us wants to add to that just because it just adds one more thing that we would potentially need to disagree about sometimes. But I don't, that's your partner. Again, whether you add her or not, she is your partner. So anything you start or she starts, you are the partner of it. Like, so I'd say yes.
Okay. And I can see your wife in the background just nodding. So,
oh, I'm getting a lot of points off this. I'm going to say, no, she's not even here.
All right. Okay. So now it's time for our wheel. Carlos, you haven't seen this yet, but this is what we do now. Okay. So we've got, we've got two giveaways. So I'll spin this twice. That's correct, right? Two?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't want to be giving away too much. All right, so here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay. Faye. Okay, so, Faye gets it.
Okay, Faye is number one. Congratulations, Faye. And next.
These are good odds.
And Norm, what would I do? I just send you the link or a code, or you pass it through? Or
yeah, just send it over to Kelsey, and then he'll take care of it. And Evelyn wins. Okay, very good.
So there's five entrants?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to give one to all five, if you permit it. I'll give one to all five people that.
There you go, guys.
Friday, everybody wins. You can all wait at me for an hour and run Norm's rabbit holing. Like we got.
Okay. All right, so there you go. So Kelsey, all you have to do is get the link from Carlos, and everybody who entered won. Thank you, Carlos. That's so really Kelsey, great.
I'm either going to send you a link or a code. I got to figure out which is the best way to do it on my end, and then you'll make sure that it gets to everybody. Is that how it'll work?
Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah, I'll reach out to everyone. Or you can also email me, guys, at k@lunchwithnorm.com.
Cool beans.
Okay. So, hey, Carlos, we didn't get a chance to talk before the podcast, but you're going to, when we leave you, it's going to look like you're gone, right? Just hold on, and I'll bring you back after the podcast. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So, okay. So I think that's it for the podcast. Carlos, sir, thank you so much for, coming on and spending so much time. Again, just how do people get a hold of you or the group?
Anywhere on social media at Wizards of Amazon. And you can text me 305-902-1283. And then the Telegram chat group, I'm constantly have it open. It's open over here to my left right now, which is at amazongroupchat.com.
Now, I also want to say that Carlos hasn't talked about this. I don't know where it stands this year, but he's got an incredible Amazon cruise that he hosts every year. And where does that stand?
It got canceled by the carnival. It was January 30th, but it looks like it's going to move to the following January, but every year we may throw in some kind of Alaskan cruise or something like that.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's going to be January of the following year just because of cruise regulations, but
right. Yeah, I didn't know where that was going to go, but anyway,
onlinesellercruise.com.
Yeah, it's a great cruise. Tons of people come out. But all right, Carlos, thank you again. Thanks for your generosity with all those giveaways too, by the way.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll talk soon, and that's it for today's show, all about community. Hope you guys learned a lot. We're going to have our next podcast on Monday. I think Afalabi Oricon is going to be on, talking about working with China before the Chinese New Year's. Let me see. Kelsey, let's finish the podcast off.
Yeah. Okay. So if you haven't yet, please like and share the video. You can join our Facebook group, Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA and E-commerce Collective. Yeah, we've got, I think, 250 now. We hit that mark. And nice. We're getting close to 1,000 followers. I think we're at like 950 or 997, something like that. So if you know anyone interested in Amazon FBA, you can or an online seller, you can go and get them over to Norman Ferrari, aka the Beard Guy.
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. So
All right,
that's it for me.
Okay, and Kelsey didn't do his job. Smash likes, ring bells.
That's right.
Follow us. There we go. Okay. All right. So, and next time you see Kelsey, there will be no stash.
No. November. It's still Afalabi's episode.
Okay. All right. So we can still see the Borat thing going on. All right, guys. So every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, please join us live Eastern Standard Time at noon. And like I said, Afalabi is going to be on from Honu Worldwide, and we're going to be discussing the Chinese New Year. So again, I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Carlos, for being on, and we will see you on Monday.
Lunch with Norm.